This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official listing and the overview of the stories and the people this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, whose job it is, here I am declaring, Michael, your job is to listen to a lot of talk radio stations and programs, talk to the folks that are on the air and producing these shows to come up with a list. Top 10 stories, top 10 people. You do it every week of the year. You're my hero. What a task. What a job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Coming from you means so much.
Yes, I'm sure it does.
Don't you love that expression, coming from you?
Yes. Isn't that, where did that come from? Where did that come from, that expression?
We'll have to look it up.
Good question. Yes, we will. Meanwhile, you don't have to look it up because we've got them right here. Top stories and top list of people that are connected to those stories. So would you please do the honors?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the UK royal scandals and a whole smattering of celebrity gossip. At number 9, winter weather, and that always goes along with the topic of climate change. We have at number 8, big tech and social media issues, along with problems facing CNN. At number 7, we have U.S.-China relations and the Olympics. At number 6, we have crime and violence, and that's tied with race relations, two gigantic topics that intercept each other at different points along their borders. At number 5, electoral politics and the Durham probe, which was a big buzz in conservative media this past week. And number 4, the January 6 investigation, and that's tied with Trump under increasing pressure from all the investigations going on around him.
Why would that be? He was worth $5 billion before he became president. He's worth $10 billion after that. Why would anybody want to investigate that?
Isn't it interesting? Well, isn't it interesting how everybody gets rich when they get elected to office?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, he's not alone. Look at the scandals around all the members of Congress whose wealth has gone up by millions of dollars because they get insider information and the wives or their husbands buy stock, and bingo, they're worth $100 million before you know it.
You know, it's really amazing. The average person doesn't realize it. And I have to say, I'm not that, educated about it myself because I've never run for political office. I've never worked within a campaign. But I know politicians, and I obviously, observe what's going on. It seems that politics is a really...
lucrative business.
It's a lucrative business.
Yeah, right.
It's like, but I mean, on so many levels, campaign, fundraising, war chests.
Do you remember when Vice President Agnew, who had been the Baltimore County executive, got caught taking a bribe for $3,000 in a brown envelope? Do you remember that?
He had to resign his vice presidency.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. And then there are the people who, you look around at some of the things that that people are doing and how they're getting where they're going based on a salary of $160,000. Well, we got a house here, we got a house there. We got to have a house in Washington, we got to have a house. You know, it's that kind of stuff, and it's kind of disrupted what we think of as the appropriate way to handle people who were not supposed to be there all the time. Anyway, remember, the original deal was that the people that represented us were supposed to be there part-time. That's how the Constitution
was. It was meant to be a sacrifice. It was meant to be a sacrifice, a service to your country.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's turned into something quite different, and I don't know how we undo that. It's deeply embedded in the culture now.
Yep, and, sure is.
A case could be made that the country would fall off the rails if we didn't have these systems that have been in place now for years and are based upon a certain level of corruption. It's like it's the grease that keeps the gears turning. It's terrible. Yeah. Yeah. And number 3, we have the economy, and that includes inflation, supply chain problems, labor force shortages, and arguments about remote working. People don't want to go back to work. Some people don't want to work at all. That's called the big quit. Yeah. Other people, they like working. They just don't want to go back to the office.
Look at how things have changed where people are living. The people living from the moving from the coasts into the middle of the country, and that's where the labor force is moving. So the jobs that are available on the coasts are much more prevalent, paying more money. But people are sick of living in the city, especially on the West Coast, California. People are sick of it. And, you know, they're so tone deaf. The Pelosi and Newsom and that bunch, they're just totally toned. They think it's all about them.
I can't believe how the whole California dream turned out to be so...
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah. It's awful.
It's pretty amazing. You know, if you've watched it over the decades, do you remember what California was like back in the 60s, 70s?
Well, I started living there in the wintertime in 1993 when I was working at KBC, and I loved it. I love the energy. I love being there. Mm. My two children and my grandchildren are there. I love being there, but I'm sick of $5 gas. The gas taxes in California are $1.18 more than they are on average anywhere else in the country. The working conditions, the way the homeless are just everywhere, and nobody's doing, you know, it's supposedly not politically correct. I tried to get a hotel room. My children, neither of them have homes that have extra bedrooms, so I stay in a hotel when I go out there because I haven't rented a place for a couple of years. So you go to these hotels, and some of them are catering, I put that in quotation marks, to homeless. The city is paying them to put homeless people in the motel. Who's paying for that? I'm paying for somebody to be in a room instead of me. It's them, but I'm paying for it. How do you like that? Figure that one out.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
No.
Anyway. It's terrible. It really is. I mean, there's nothing funny about it.
It's disgraceful.
What's happened to California is just a tragedy.
Yep.
All right. Number two, we have the Russia-Ukraine crisis. And at number one, we have COVID-19, vaccines, mandates, masks, and the Canadian trucker story.
That's an interesting story.
It's a crisis. It's destroying Justin Trudeau's administration. He's probably finished.
He doesn't know how to handle it. He's handled it very badly.
He's way over his head.
Yeah.
And, you know, we think of Canada as a peaceful country that doesn't get involved in these type of situations. And they're dealing with a major crisis in Canada, and it could spread. So it's not, you know, like some type of quaint provincial story. It's a world story. We got what's going on in Canada and what's going on in Ukraine. These are massively important stories with huge consequences. Got to watch them both carefully.
Yep.
On the People Survey, we have Prince Andrew and Virginia Giffer, I believe, or Giffer. I'm not sure how to pronounce her name.
I'm not either. I was stumbled over that this week myself.
Yeah. Chris Cuomo, he's at number 9. Elon Musk is at 8. Eileen Gu and Kamala Vileva, these are people from the Olympics.
Olympics, yeah.
Hillary Clinton and John Durham at number 6.
Hillary can never get away. Hillary can't go away.
Well, she's not going to go away. She's going to be president. She'll be president, and then Trump will be president, and Hillary will be president.
They should be together. They deserve each other.
They'd make a great couple if they can only separate their, you know, put the differences beside them. Wouldn't they be a cool couple? I mean, think
very
about it.
Couple.
Between the two of them?
What can we do now? Oh, Donald, we can take over the world and wreak havoc upon the poor people of the world.
Uh-huh. Mitch McConnell is at number 5. Ron DeSantis is at number 4. And right ahead of him, literally and figuratively, is Donald Trump at number 3. Vladimir Putin is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. And I would say right now, at this moment, the world is a mess.
Yep, been a mess for a while. It's getting messier messier and messier. We'll talk about some of those messes as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, 15 after the hour. Let me call your attention to something. With all this stuff that doesn't work, here's something that does work. Something that you can do to help yourself, if you know what I mean. I'm talking about losing weight and keeping it off. It's a task. It's a chore. It's tough work, especially if you love to eat. And you like to eat ice cream. You like to eat cookies and candy and things, or heavy food, and eat it before you go. I mean, there are all kinds of ways of gaining weight. But now the issue is, how do we get rid of the weight and keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in, Calotrin. You can do calitrin.com or toploss.com. Well, with toploss.com, You get all the stories of people that are listeners to this program. Here's Amanda, who says, I started taking Calitrin in March of last year. Since then, I've been taking in when I take it when I go to sleep. My sleep is so much better. My weight is stable. I've lost the weight, so my knees and my hips are better. They were troubling me for several years. Now they don't. So, there are hundreds of these. If you want to be convinced, if I'm not convincing you enough, then you can go into the pages of TopLoss.com and see what cooks. Check it out at TopLoss.com. Check out and take out a 3-month supply. You get actually 6 months for the when you pay for three. It's a fabulous product that works. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been in business for 25 years. Make it work for you. Help yourself lose weight and keep it off the natural way with Calitrin. Use the DJV code at checkout at toploss.com. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped it gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right, so let's see here. On the list of things brings us, there's a top heaviness to number one, and there has been, because there's so much here, including this truckers' strike in Canada, which, as we were saying, Trudeau doesn't seem to know what to do with. Under the circumstances, they are against mandates. The thing that I find interesting is, why should there be a mandate for a truck driver who's alone in the truck to wear a mask? What's the point of that? And I know it goes into the truck stops and all that other stuff, but it's a power. There's a powerful message there. I think it's being heard around the world. 21 after the hour.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man.
your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Looking at the charts for the week of February 14th to the 18th, believe that or not. Did you have a happy Valentine's Day, Michael, by the way?
Oh, it was lovely. I love it.
Lovely
everybody.
Wife. Yeah. Did you buy her? Did she buy you? Or what? How did you celebrate?
We made cards for each other.
Had to pay for mache.
And I gave her last year's flower.
Did you? Fabulous. Good for you. I love how romantic you are. Very nice. Good to know that. All right, let's get that. Wasn't one of the top stories this week either. In the top 10 count, it didn't make it into the. It must be number 11.
It was a chocolate flower.
Did you dip it in something?
I don't know what it looked like under the wrapping. I mean, but it just stayed on display for a year.
Really?
So I used it again.
Nothing wrong with that. It's the thought that counts.
Oh, so that's another expression. It's the thought that counts.
Yes.
That's up there with coming from you.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes, right. It's a real compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts.
Number one this week, COVID. Are we ever going to? The mandates are going away. The vaccines are subject. I'm looking at the lists here, and you and I both live in Massachusetts. Town by town, the COVID hospitalizations are the lowest they have been since last year. So you know the thing is ebbing. There are those who say there's a new flu called the Russian flu, which really isn't new. It's just something that news media, in my estimation, news media is using to scare us or to keep us focused on this or to keep the drug companies making money or whatever it is. The whole thing about who's immunized or not. The 73% number floated around this week. You probably saw this. Yeah. 73% of Americans are immune to Omicron. And so the question is that enough? And that question has been asked by hosts. The people talk about getting booster shots. And because there were 80 million people who've had this over the course of the last 2 years. And some of them did have shots. And they gave, that caused the discussion between It turned out liberals and conservatives or Democrats or Republicans. See, I told you. They don't, you know, they don't work. Look at all these infections with all these people who have had these shots. So, you know, it's hard to know what to believe, isn't it? And that
becomes it's hard to know what to believe. It's hard to know what to do. There's no question. It's confusing. And some of it is just natural confusion that comes from the scientists not really knowing, you know. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be some type of a scandal or some type of a corruption. It just is.
But yet, that's not good radio. If you don't do, you know, blame it on somebody, that's not good radio, right?
Well, it's certainly beyond radio. It's radio, television, newspapers, mm-hmm. websites. Everybody's blaming everybody, and the truth of the matter is, you know, the only thing we need to have really is a better attitude about it. And not be so quick to point fingers and to blame each other.
Live with it. The use of vaccines or not, but this is something that's going to be with us. We better, I think, man up, if you will. Maybe that's the term. Or get real. And not every time there's something happens, somebody, there's a blip on the radar screen, go running to the newspaper, the television set, or the radio. Look, there's another person who's got it. Look out below. Oh, it's going to get us all. It's nonsense. You know, it really is. It got to, the way it was handled, I think, is the worst tragedy in my lifetime, other than people dying that were close to me. I think this is the way this was handled was more, whether it's tragic or outrageous, it just is. And it's got to stop, frankly, and hopefully it is. 28 after the hour, we're back in a few minutes.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hundreds of truckers are slowly starting to exit their weeks-long protest in Canada. Police began slowly moving in Friday to disperse the protests near Canada's Parliament in Ottawa. The protest started against vaccine mandates for cross-border truckers, but has grown into a larger protest against the Trudeau government. President Biden says NATO will unite to impose heavy sanctions on Russia if they invade Ukraine. Deputy National Security Advisor for International Economics, Daleep Singh, describes what these sanctions would look like.
Our financial sanctions have been designed to impose overwhelming and immediate costs to the largest financial institutions and state-owned enterprises in Russia. They've been calibrated to maximize alignment with our allies and partners. They're flexible to allow for further escalation, depending on how Putin responds.
This is USA Radio News. A former Minnesota police officer is sentenced on Friday.
Former Brooklyn Center Police Officer Kim Potter has now been sentenced following her conviction in the death of Daunte Wright.
It is the sentence and judgment of this court that you shall be committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 24 months.
Judge Regina Chu handed down the sentence over the objection of prosecutors after the former officer apologized to the victim's family. Potter will serve 16 months in prison, followed by 8 months of supervised release.
John Hunt speaking there from the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau. Spring training games for Major League Baseball are being delayed into next month. The league saying they won't begin until at least March 5th. This is due to the ongoing lockout involving the league and the Players Association. The league also said it will meet with the union on Monday for more talks. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Gamma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discussing the issues of the day
from the perspective of the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. And we were discussing COVID ramifications, the 1 billion devices in Comcast Internet customer households connected to Wi-Fi, the number of devices being used, the statistic here, Michael, goes for the focus on the pandemic and how many more people have connected. I don't know that this, it's interesting to see the numbers. We all know that things changed a lot with Zoom and working at home and that sort of thing, but the numbers, wow, 1 billion devices during the pandemic? Whew.
Well, the pandemic sped up the evolution of our interconnectedness. We're heading in that direction anyway. It just probably sped it up by 10 years as opposed to two and a half years.
Yeah. Do you think it was that 5G is an outgrowth of that?
No, I think 5G is an outgrowth of 4G, and that's just the way things go. No, I think that necessity is the mother of invention. People need to be connected. We have ways of connecting people that completely upends our paradigm of how we live, where we live, how we commute, how we travel. The whole idea of commuting, travel, cars, railroads, villages and towns, suburbs, rural areas, farm areas. The whole thing is changing in terms of how we conduct our intelligence, our consciousness within space. We are all in a closer space because of technology, and why wouldn't we pursue that? Why wouldn't we take advantage of it? You know, when you get on an airplane today, and you do a lot of traveling, so you're kind of weird in that regard, but still you probably feel it. You say to yourself, there are alternatives to me making this business trip. Do I really need to get on a plane? Do I really need to get in the car and go driving? Do I need to live near the office? All of those things are changing, and you can't put that genie back in the bottle. It's inevitable. It's the way the mighty river is flowing. And that's what we're seeing today in terms of all of this rigmarole about remote working, remote schooling, going back to the office, people not wanting to do that. This is a major change in how we as a society, as we as a species, are functioning going forward.
Interesting, because you and I have run our businesses that way for years.
Absolutely.
Before this all got started, that's how I do with the people that are on the air with me, all in different locations. Even though it sounds like we're all in the same room, we aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have been possible.
In a way, you are in the same room.
Yeah, we are, virtually.
You're in the same space. It has the same, as a matter of fact, a case could be made. It's more efficient. You don't fall victim to all of the human nature problems that come from proximity. In other words, that old expression,
gossip,
familiarity breeds contempt.
Contempt, yeah. Right, that's true. Yeah. It does. Yeah. Interesting, when you look at these devices, as we think about COVID, health devices were the fastest growing category. 49 million smartwatches and fitness trackers connected to Wi-Fi since the beginning of the pandemic. That's really pretty amazing. 343 million smartphones were connected in the last 2 years. Think about that in the business of selling smartphones.
Right.
Think about it.
Well, the smartphone is every bit as big a deal in terms of human evolution as fire or the wheel, you know, or refrigeration. Think about it.
You want to know what the second, there are three top categories for use of these devices, according to this survey. The number one was health-related. Number two was gambling. And number three was pornography.
Yes, the finer things in life.
Yeah, right. Listen,
what's the heck is health doing in there?
I know. That's not supposed to be there at all.
We should get rid of health, and the third category should be for the perpetration. Is there such a word, perpetration? Yeah, the perpetrating of scams and crime.
Yeah.
I mean, this technology has been a boon to the criminal industry. Incredible.
Fabulous.
It's a wonderful time to be a criminal.
You know,
I'm kidding, folks. Okay, you just had to say that.
The people list, for the first time in a long time this week, doesn't have Dr. Fauci on it.
We made a mistake.
No, I don't think you made a mistake. I just think this time, no. You look at his visibility. I noticed this week he said it was risky to take masks off of children. And I wonder, I'm sure he came up with a reason for it. He says it's risky to lift school mask mandates. And then teachers and principals and parents say, why? These children have been proven all along not to really be at risk. And, you know, as far as being carriers are concerned, I don't know, what is... if you're not wearing an N95 mask, you might as well forget it. You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything for yourself. You're not doing anything for anybody else. I've been convinced of that. Have you, Michael?
No, not really. I think that there's different levels of mask efficiency or efficacy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, if your mask prevents you from spitting on somebody, well, then it doesn't matter if it's your old underwear. But, no, I agree with you that the masks are not, across the board, the answer to the problem. But, I don't know. To a certain degree, they can be helpful. To a certain degree, they can be, hurtful. You're breathing your own carbon dioxide
over and over again.
I often feel faint when I'm out for a long time with a mask on. Your glasses fog up. You become detached from the world. There's a lot of problems with masks, but again, this all or nothing conversation just doesn't get us anywhere. Masks don't work. Well, but the bottom line is to me, How many hundreds of thousands of people are dead right now that wouldn't have been if it weren't for this COVID-19 thing?
And then who do we hold responsible? Are we doing what we should be doing with the Chinese government?
No.
Not at all. We're not doing anything.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Every time you bring that up, it gets batten down. Like, put that fuck. No, don't say that.
I don't understand why
it is considered to be politically incorrect to discuss the possibility that China was,
especially when they're screwing us at every turn. Look at the Russians and the Chinese are together trying to screw us over, and they've been doing it, but they're more blatant about it now. They're really becoming very active and aggressive.
The Russians
with their hacking, the Chinese with their pushing everybody around. I mean, look at the Olympics. It's a joke. The Olympics are a joke. And the Chinese have made it.
In many ways, the Olympics have always been a joke. I mean, isn't that the conversation every year, every time, you know, every 4 years we have the winter or the summer Olympics?
So what do we have them for? What do they prove? What do they do? What's the point? This is the question.
Well, that again is a complicated conversation. They obviously have some benefit. The problem is they're total, whatever benefits they have, you know, the spirit of athleticism, the spirit of international cooperation, the lives of these fine young athletes that devote themselves to attaining some type of perfection and sacrificing in order to achieve it. I mean, the spirit, the idea of all of it is very good. Unfortunately, it's been corrupted by money. It's been corrupted by politics, greed, deceit, and the dark side of human nature. I just hate to condemn the idea. The idea of the Olympics is exciting. It's a good thing.
Oh, it's healthy.
We don't carry it out properly.
Mm-hmm.
Corrupted.
Yeah.
You know, it just comes down to the fact that we human beings really stink. You know.
Number nine.
We're creepy.
Critically corrupt and creepy. Yes. The alliterative way of looking at it. Number nine this week, the weather. The U.S. is poised to see as much of a rise in sea levels through the next 30 years as it has experienced in the past 100, with the increases starting around 2150, making places like Florida not really a great place to be. So, you know, you look at all that stuff, and think those of us who like the coastal cities, the coastal plains, whether it's Florida, California, wherever it may be, something to be thinking about with regard to the may increase by as much as 10 inches, the water levels. What is that going to do? Oof, to currents in the ocean. Much as anything else. Yeah. All right, Michael Harrison and Doug at 44 after the hour. This is the weekly countdown show. People List now, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, does all the research for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the official list. Number 10 is Prince Andrew, for obvious reasons. Number 9, another Jerkleberger, Chris Cuomo. Number 8, a good guy in most people's mind, people that have dealt with him, Elon Musk. At number 7, the Chinese people that are in the Olympics. One of them is an American who's apparently being hailed as a hero because she's working with the Chinese team. And then there's that poor 15-year-old Kamila Valieva. Hillary Clinton is number 6. Mitch McConnell is 5. Ron DeSantis, 4 on the list. Trump is 3. Putin is 2. And Biden is number 1. I guess you'd expect that to be the case. Most of the focus is on the president, that old song. He's the president and resident. That's my Joe. Not necessarily mine, but you know what I mean. And on that note, literally and figuratively, that's the People List on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calendar, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brought to you by Bank of America. America Saves Week is here just in time to remind you, it's never too late to make saving a habit. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 40% of Americans included increasing their savings as a top 2022 financial resolution. Holly O'Neill, President of Retail Banking at Bank of America.
One of the keys to achieving financial wellness is learning to save, whether you're able to put away $20 a month or $200. Start simple by reassessing your budget for areas to cut back, like an unused streaming service, and reroute that money to savings. Even a small savings reserve can lead to greater financial stability and protect you from needing to rely on overdraft or other stopgaps. But if you find yourself in a bind, pick a financial institution that offers resources to help clients manage their accounts. For example, along with offering a variety of solutions to help you save, Bank of America recently announced the elimination of returned item fees and a reduction in overdraft fees.
Learn more at bettermoneyhabits.bankofamerica.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the stories. So you have the official list, which you can find if you want, at djvshow.com or talkers.com. At number 10 this week, the scandals and celebrity gossip, some of it having to do with the royals, some of it having to do with Kelly Clarkson, some of it having to do with lots of other celebrities. It's always there. Number 9, the weather and the mudslides in Brazil and what is happening to the climate and the increase in, you know, what's happening in the next 50 years or so to the water, to the oceans. Number 8, tech stories. Number 7, our relationship with China, especially over the Olympics. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, the Durham probe. Number 4, investigation, the probe into January 6th. Number 3, the economy. Number 2, Russia. And number 1 is COVID. That's the story list. 48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison every week does an interview with somebody who's a big timer in the world of talk in one way or another. So this week's Michael Harrison interview features a conversation with whom?
Michael Riedel. Michael Riedel is the co-host of the morning show at WOR in New York. It's a political show, and it has arts and entertainment and sports. And he's also a very, very well-known, long, you know, running theater critic in New York. So we talk about theater, the return of theater. We talk about The Music Man and West Side Story. And we talk about Trump and the GOP. MHinterview.com. Really interesting conversation with a fascinating New Yorker.
So he's on with Len Berman, who is a former Bostonian. He's been in that market for a long time. That was a place inhabited by the gambling family on that station for, what, 6 decades or something?
Yeah, for those who don't know what that means, the gambling is the name, gambling, as opposed to they were a gambling family.
Yeah, no, the gambling.
They lost their fortune.
John Gambling.
That was an interesting thing. The grandfather, the son, and the grandson held that position for 60 or 70 years, something crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Amazing.
Interesting radio. All right, Michael, as usual, you brought us interesting radio, talk radio, countdown show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service at 10 before the hour.
you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, the lawyer, the legal expert here on the countdown. He's a college professor of law at Bentley University, so he must know his stuff, right? Do your students give you good reviews?
Rumor. Yeah, actually, pretty good reviews. You know, the funniest thing is, Bentley is essentially a business university, and my white-collar crime class is the most popular class on campus. I'm not sure what that says.
Well, you're good at teaching it, or they're trying to make sure they can learn all the rules so that they can take care of their clients who are white-collar crooks. Trump. They can go get Trump. Go get Trump. So what do you make of that now that we're there? Number four this week is Trump being under pressure on the countdown, and the fact that his accounting team said, see you later, the fact that he was worth about $5.5 billion before he became president and $10 billion after, that just raises a few eyebrows. Kind of like everybody else, though. All the rest of the Congress is doing the same thing. All crooks. So,
come on. You are right. It's cynical. I mean, you go back to Mark Twain, who said the opposite of progress is Congress.
Yes,
but when it comes to Trump, this particular issue in regard to lowering the values for his properties when he goes to get real estate tax abatements and then increasing them when he goes for loans, it also is interesting to note that for the most part, you look at those loans, they're not from American banks. He couldn't get American banks to deal with him. He would get foreign banks like Deutsche Bank to do it. Yeah. But he's in some real trouble here. And this is something where a lot of people say, well, you know, he stalled it. And it's true that the easiest thing in the law to do is to postpone and stall. But at some point, you can't stall any further. And if he doesn't testify for Letitia James now in the investigations into his dealings with the banks, he could be in contempt of court and could be put in jail. So these are serious charges, and this is white-collar crime if it's proven that he did this.
Yeah, well, there you go. Proof is in the pudding. Isn't that what they say? I don't know how much he likes pudding. I know he likes hamburgers.
Yeah,
the truth is in the hamburger.
They found the evidence for Bill Cosby in the pudding.
Yeah.
But
yeah, right. Either that or and the wrapper for the Big Mac.
Still.
Right. All right, let's see here. The Canadian truckers strike and how the Canadians are dealing with this. They're trying to deal with it legally, but they're stumbling. I think Trudeau doesn't look too good.
He's trying to tread that line to, allow demonstrations, and yet there's a disruptive element here in the economy, disruptive element in two economies. And this is something that's hurting the American economy, particularly in regard to the truckers in Detroit and coming from Canada. He's got to decide, you can't do something halfway. If these are causing disruptions, if they're obstructing the public and harming the economy, he has a law in Canada that allows him to take drastic action to end these demonstrations. So it's, fish or cut bait here. He's got to stop it. And, he can meet with these people. He can understand what they're saying. He can listen to them. But ultimately, they're acting in an illegal manner, and he should step in and stop it.
So the business with Hillary Clinton and John Durham, this is another, I think, example of gotcha. But you wonder about the legalities of the things that are being uncovered and who's covering what. And I think I see Hillary and Trump as two peas in a pod, frankly.
It was a funny thing. P.J. O'Rourke, the conservative humorous commentator, loved him, and he voted very Republican, very conservative Republican, voted for Hillary. He said Hillary gets absolutely everything wrong except she's not Donald Trump. In this case, you really have to wonder in this area of disinformation and misinformation, what's accurate, who's got the axe to grind, where this news is coming from, why is it coming out now, and these are things that we really
have to
evaluate.
Where have you been all my life? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Chris Cuomo, we've got about 30 seconds. When you say Cuomo, who's the one that's in more trouble?
Which one?
Yeah. That kind of answers the question right there. All right, so a couple of stories and people on the list. Commentary from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a professor of law, also the founder of Scamicide.com, fabulous website that's dedicated to helping you make sure you don't get scammed. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.